Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting eighth. The DH, Bobby Keelty. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Blanton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, David DeJesus. Batting second. The left fielder, Chip Ambrose. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Sweeney. Batting fourth. The DH, Matt Stairs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Emil Brown. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Tehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Angel Barroa. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Buck. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Murphy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jose Lima. And now, play ball. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kendall strikes out. 1 out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Coetzee hits a pop-up towards short. Barroa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1-0. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chip Ambrose is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ambrose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Buck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Payton hits a pop-up towards short. Barroa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swisher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stairs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stairs moves to second. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Stairs moves to third. 2 outs. Angel Barroa is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Barroa is hit by the pitch. John Buck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Barroa moves to second. John Buck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Keelty batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Keelty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. DeJesus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Keelty moves to second. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kotze is 0 for 1 in the game. Kotze hits a pop-up towards third. Tehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barroa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus strikes out. Two outs. Chip Ambrose is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ambrose is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambrose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a line drive towards first. Sweeney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Payton moves to second. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Keelty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keelty hits a fly ball into center field. DeJesus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Payton moves to third. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Payton scores. Swisher moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Swisher scores. Ellis moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kotze is 0 for 2 in the game. Kotze hits a pop-up towards short. Barroa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stairs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stairs for the out. One out. Emil Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crosby strikes out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Chavez is 0-for-2 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chavez moves to second. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Payton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a pop-up towards short. Baroa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Chavez moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Keelty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keelty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chavez scores. Johnson scores. Swisher moves to third. It's 5-0, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of De Jesus. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Swisher scores. Keelty goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Athletics. Jimmy Gobble now pitching. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kendall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baroa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Baroa is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baroa is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baroa strikes out. One out. John Buck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Buck is 0-for-1 in the game. Buck hits a line drive into center field. Kotze settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kotze is 0-for-3 in the game. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murphy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Murphy. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Crosby strikes out. 1 out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chavez hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Ambriz. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Kotze moves to third. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Payton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gobble fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez juggles the ball. That's an error on Chavez. Chip Ambriz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ambriz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ambriz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Keelty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Ellis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ambriz. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Keelty goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Athletics. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kotze is 0 for 4 in the game. Kotze hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. Kendall moves to second. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murphy fields it and throws to second for the out. Ellis scores. Kendall moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-0, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Chavez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ambriz. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Kendall scores. Crosby goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Athletics. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Payton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Peyton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chavez scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 12-0, Athletics. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Swisher is 0-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Swisher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-0, Athletics. Andy Cisco now pitching. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Keelty is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Keelty takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ellis is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baroa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Marco Scudero now playing shortstop. Keith Ginter now playing third base. Keiki Yabu now pitching. Paul Phillips pinch hits for Matt Stairs. Paul Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Denny Hocking pinch hits for Mark Tehan. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hocking for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing third base. Joe McEwing now playing shortstop. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kendall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kotze is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kotze strikes out. 1 out. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ginter hits a fly ball into center field. DeJesus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Scudero hits a fly ball into center field. DeJesus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McEwing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peyton. McEwing reaches second base with a double. John Buck is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Buck is 0-for-2 in the game. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McEwing moves to third. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. 1 out. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 0-1. DeJesus is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McEwing scores. Buck moves to second. It's 15-1, Athletics. Chip Ambers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ambers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ambers hits a fly ball into left field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jonah Bayless now pitching. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Payton is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Payton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Payton reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 16-1, Athletics. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Keelty is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Keelty strikes out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Ambrose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Paul Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hocking is 0-for-1 in the game. Hocking hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Joe McEwing batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McEwing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McEwing hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buck hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 16, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.